Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. By the way, class, do other broadcasters thank those who are in attendance for being in attendance? Or are you supposed to thank them? I'm just asking. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, thank you for getting up in the middle of the night to teach class with us today.
That's all right, Vincent. How are you today?
I'm real well. So, Gwyneth, you listen to more broadcasts than I do, infinitely more because I don't listen to any. Do other broadcasters thank those in attendance? It would be our class, and it would be their audience, their listeners. Are they thanked by the hosts for being there?
Not really.
Hmm.
Not often. Yeah.
Just wondering. I had the feeling that that was the case. Gwyneth, would you mind if I read a letter? It's just as Amos and Andy. Do you remember Amos and Andy?
We didn't have Amos and Andy.
Okay, Amos and Andy, there were two white guys back in the 40s, yep. 1940s, and they portrayed black guys on the radio. And they would mispronounce names or words. And what they would use for the word paragraph was paragiraffe. And for decorate, as in decorate a room, they would say decollate, which means maybe something similar to the opposite, right? Okay, decollate would be decollate. So anyway, I have a three paragiraph, as Amos and Andy would say, a letter from the county assessor in Wright County, W-R-I-G-H-T. That's where we live, class, in case you were wondering. Wright County. And by the way, the center of Wright County, you know, where the center of government, is a little hamlet of about 600 or 700 people. And it's been on the decline for the 17 years I've known about it. And it keeps having fewer and fewer people. But it's very significant. It is incredibly significant in the minds of those who study minutia. And that is that Hartville, Missouri, is the actual center of the country. If you weigh everyone in the country and you assign them the same weight, so if you say, y'all out there, heavy people, thin people, and those in the middle, y'all weigh the same. And if you put them all on a scale, north, south, east, west, the very center of the population weight in the United States of America is Hartville, Missouri. So maybe that will make Hartville, Missouri a tourist attraction. So you can come and see nothing in Hartville, but know that you've stood in the center of the weight of the country. It is a reason why I say that, because I tried to approach the Economic Development Board, and I said, you know, I can fix the county. I can train people in our county to create their own jobs. I can do that. And We have a hospital here that's abandoned. We can use that hospital that the county bought for $500,000. It's on a campus. We could use that and set up business incubators. I'll run the whole thing. And I'll get volunteers from across the county to teach all kinds of skills. And we can help us. Just us helping us. We don't need to hire anybody else. Just bring me on board, and I'll bring a whole bunch of volunteers. Let me use the building, and I'll build a business that will teach whoever wants to start their own business how to do it. And so instead of hiring me, they hired a phys ed major from Florida. A phys ed major who knew nothing about business, and he was going to bring in tourism. And I thought that was the dumbest thing you could possibly do. Bring people and say, yo, come on over here and we'll sell you some ice cream and we'll show you, well, we don't have anything to show you, but we'll show you what we do got. And, and make sure you bring all your trash and leave it here with us. Yeah, bring your trash, bring your money, leave your trash and your money, and then get out of here. That was the plan. So they hired this guy. They threw me overboard. They told me they would only give me about 15 minutes to flesh out the plan. I told them it would take an hour, and they wouldn't let me speak publicly for more than 15 minutes. I told them I couldn't do it. There's no way I could explain it in 15 minutes. Heck, we can't get through a whole segment of USA Preparers in 15 minutes because the commercials are on the front of it and the back of it. So we can't even do that in 15 minutes. So anyway, so here are the three paragraphs. This starts out, dear landowner. And this is from the Wright County Assessor. Now, I'm going to read this verbatim. So if you think I'm making a grammatical mistake, I'm just reading it, okay? Dear landowner, we have begun our real estate review for 2023 and was by your property this week. Please call our office at the above number so that we may set up an appointment to meet at the property to complete the review. We do need to get this done as quickly as possible. Thank you in advance for your cooperation in this matter. And it says their office hours are from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Sincerely, and it has the Wright County's assessor's name, but it's not signed. It's not signed. And it has a place for her to sign it, but it's not signed. So I read that correctly. We have begun our real estate review for 2023 and was by your property this week. How about that? So I have to...
It sounds like a Missourism.
Well, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. We was by your property this week. So that's the best we have to offer here. Anyway, I have to respond to her and let her know that I'll just bring up the document from last year and tell her that because of our continued following of the government recommended practices for COVID, we can't let her on our farm because of the risk to her, our animals, and us. And our gate's locked, and she may not come, and that we have no more items that she can find to assess higher taxes. There's nothing. We haven't done anything that she'd be able to find. That's what she's all about. And you know what? They couch these things in words that, we've begun our review. Review of what? Okay? We've begun our review. Of what? Of animals? Grass. See if you have any dilapidated buildings. See if you put any new buildings up. Review of what? Do they say anywhere in this very short, terse letter that exactly what they're looking for? Of course not. Government people don't do that. They just show up. So I was talking to a guy who's a farmer, and a whole bunch of us got this letter. I guess too many of us for her to sign them all, right? So that explains why they're unsigned. So another guy got this letter, and I explained that my position on COVID and why our gate is locked and that kind of thing, because we just don't want people showing up. Not even deliveries. We don't even let deliveries on our property. So this guy had a great answer. He said, well, I don't get home till around 4:30 in the afternoon. But, and you know, and it's true, he doesn't. And you know that government employees, it's a roughly a half-hour drive for the county assessor to come from work to where we are. So that would put her at, you know, if she conducted her survey, her snooping, it would take maybe a half hour or so. So let's see, she gets here at 4:30, done at 5 o'clock, gets back to the office at 5:30. Heck, that's an hour overtime. And she wants to be home at 4:30 or leave the office at 4:30. So you know she's not going to want to show up, right, at 4:30. So this gentleman, whom I know, said, y'all can come. You can come to the property. Just climb the gate, and it's like a half a mile walk down his private road to get to where his property and his house is. And he keeps his gate locked. He said, y'all just, you can hop the gate or climb over the gate and come on and just walk down. And just want you to know, two things. Watch out for the bull. And the dog.
You know, something, Vincent. I think I will tell the story on air. A little while ago, I had a nosy person from the municipality leave a note on my gate, and I know I emailed you about this privately. And part of your response was, well, the thing about these people is they're lazy. And I sat and I had to think about it, and I sort of thought to myself, that's really interesting. That's actually a revelation, and I think I know exactly what I'll do. And you know exactly what I did? Nothing. And she never got back to me.
Well, so far it's been weeks since they dated this letter. And I've done nothing. You know, first thing that happens with mail here at our house, first thing that happens with mail is it goes into quarantine. So I'm not kidding, class. This is what we do. When mail arrives in the mailbox, we go out when it's sunny, and we have gloves on, and we pick up the mail with two fingers, okay? And then we have a little vehicle with a basket in the back. And you can think of it as a four-wheeler. You can think of it as a golf cart, but it has a basket in the back. And we put the mail, whether it be small packages that come United States Postal Service or whether it's envelopes, it goes into the basket. And then that basket comes back to the house, which is a third of a mile away. And we park that little vehicle in the sun, so the basket is in the sun for a while. Let's say an hour or two. And then we take those envelopes and we put them in the sun on a trailer. And we weight them down so that 99.9% of the envelope or the mail or the package gets sunlight. And then a couple hours later, we flip it over. And then we wait a few days and then we open it up. So it can be like, I don't know, a week or so before we open the mail. True story. Every day, that's what we do.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So in this line of thinking, and we all know that it's not a stretch of the imagination to think of people who work for the government as lazy, right? We all know that that's not a stretch of the imagination. Okay, so if you compare a mom-and-pop business, you know, family-owned business, and someone walks in, let's say it's a pizza shop, and someone walks in, how long do you think it is before somebody who is in the family waits before he or she comes up to you and says, may I help you? How long do you think that is? 3 seconds? 4 seconds? Right? It's real fast. Okay. Now, let's compare that to a government office. So when you walk into a government office, how long does that take for someone to, you know, stop looking around, scratching their nose, or whatever they do? Does it take longer for people in a government office? You know, I have this mental image of, and I've done this, I've walked into government offices, and whoever's working there, or supposedly or allegedly working there, is looking down, looking at papers, shuffling papers, but they're not, they know I came through the door. But they don't jump to attention, right? Just like the mom-and-pop business, they jump to attention. The family business, they jump to attention. Because they're glad to see customers. Because that's actually why they're there, to run the business. But government employees, not so much. Now, think about this. When you go into a government office, do they have a counter? They always have a counter. And that separates you from them, right? Now, when you go into, Yeah, they don't let you walk around. That's what the counter's for. And the counter's usually high enough so you can't, you know, easily jump over it. But if you go into Lowe's, you know, the big box home improvement store, or Home Depot, or Walmart, or Harbor Freight, or AutoZone, they have a counter for the transaction, but they don't have a counter that keeps you from looking at the items that they have for sale, which some of them would fit in your pocket without being paid for. So these stores are willing to let you walk around and handle their merchandise and possibly leave the store without paying for it. And I'm not recommending that because that's dishonest. But the environment is such that you walk around and look at things, handle things, put them in your cart, take them out of your cart, maybe actually buy them if they suit your needs and you have the money for it. But that's not true with government offices. They have counters to prevent you from getting past that little area where you walk in. Tell me I'm wrong. So what I'm saying is...
You're absolutely right. And you
Home
know
Depot...
Government offices don't have a product.
Unless
they are there to take from you.
Well, that's what I was going to say. In banking...
Fees and extortionists.
Yeah. When I was in banking... the marketing guy would come up and he'd walk into the president's office and he'd say, "Hey, I got a new product." And, you know, I just, you know, finished school, you know, several years before. And I know what a product is. A product is like a hammer, saw, a desk, carpeting, a pencil, you know, something that you can feel, touch. And in banking, a product is a concept. And they mislabel it and they call it a product. It would actually, to me, be some kind of a service. Okay? So, the product that government has is threats. Or, and as you said, extortion. That's what governments do. They threaten you. They say, you know, if you do these things that we have codified in a set of rules, we won't arrest you. But now, y'all not do what we say. We have a whole group of people that wear black uniforms that used to be blue or tan, and they're going to come and give you free lunch. Bologna sandwich for lunch. And maybe we'll feed dinner and maybe breakfast and you'll be in a small room. That's what governments do. They threaten you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A voter registration error in Arizona has caused up to 6,000 Arizona voters to get mail-in ballots with only federal races. The Secretary of State says corrected ballots will be mailed out shortly. California man Paul Flores was convicted Tuesday of killing Kristen Smart, a college student who disappeared in 1996. His father was found not guilty of helping his son after the murder. Paul was found guilty by a jury in Monterey County of first-degree murder and faces 25 years to life. The Smart family speaks out after the verdict.
This has been an agonizingly long journey with more downs than ups, but we are grateful and appreciate the diligence and energy of the two juries to thoroughly review the facts.
A Washington, D.C. jury on Tuesday acquitted Igor Deshenko, a think tank analyst, accused of lying to the FBI on charges brought up by special counsel John Durham. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, I think that answer of that fellow farmer was absolutely brilliant. The one where he said, "Well, yeah, y'all, you know, y'all can come look around. Just I don't get there till 4:30," and. And just watch for the bull and the dog. I love it. I love it. Gwyneth, you know, it's a nuisance. It really is a nuisance. They just keep coming and coming and coming, and they use our money for payroll to just keep bothering us. They just can't leave us alone. And they just keep wanting more and more, incrementally more and more and more. That's what they want.
You know what, Vincent, there's actually a lot of hope for us. You know why I'll say that? Even though it seems as if at the moment they are the ones with all the money and all the power and so on and so forth. And,
yeah, because they have no skill. They have no skills. That's why.
Yes. I was about to say that. They've got no skills. And Coprola is about to hit Coppola, and when it does, they'll have no friends either. Because your average person doesn't like being pushed around. And the only reason, these people only hang around with other government people. They're their only friends are other government people because nobody else wants to be their friend. And that's not going to go well when they don't have the backing of the bigger infrastructure to back them up, which is, you know, when the normal way of society is no longer in being, they're not going to have their regular infrastructure to back them up, meaning they're not going to have that chain of command behind them that is able to step in and, you know, as they might say, put things right. You know, it's that's not going to happen. I mean, take, for instance, the diesel engine oil situation, which as far as I know is ongoing. I haven't heard anything that to say, yeah, we've got a magical supply of, you know, the diesel engine oil situation is no longer a thing because, you know, we've come up with all the diesel engine oil that we're going to need. I haven't heard that happening. That means that even though it's not on the front page of any newspaper or website or whatever, it's still ongoing. And I've noticed something. I've noticed that, trucks are becoming less numerous on the road outside of my farm. It's a little bit of a back road. People think that the cops don't come up this road very much, which is not true. They come up probably every day, maybe several times a day. But the perception is that it's a back road and the cops don't come here. And so the truckers, because they don't like being annoyed by the police any more than the rest of us do, so they take this thinking as a back road. And I've noticed that there's fewer trucks going up this road. And that would tend to indicate that there's fewer trucks out there on the road. And I went into the supermarket earlier on, probably late last week or earlier on this week, and I noticed something, that food was less, I would say slightly less numerous and a lot more expensive. I think that would be the best way of putting it. The cheap brands, they're not there so much, you know. The food gets pushed to the front. So, like, you might be, whereas before there might have been 8 or 10 bags, this is Country Town Supermarket, 8 or 10 bags of, let's say, milk powder. There might be 2 or 3 bags of milk powder and it's pushed to the front. And I go, oh, okay, all right. Go to get cheese. No cheap brands of cheese. The expensive brands of cheese are twice what the cheap brands of cheese were the last time I was buying cheese, which was about 6 months ago. Twice the price. Let me put it another way. Twice the price. Cheese. Cheese slices. You know, the sort with the plastic wrap around them and you peel it off. I buy that sort of cheese because you don't have to refrigerate it, and I don't have a fridge. Okay. I know that it's maybe not the healthiest thing in the world, but it's still calories. It's still protein. And it keeps without a fridge. So this was, but it was, so the cheese stayed on the shelf. Because ultimately cheese is nice, but cheese is not absolutely necessary for one's life. This is it. And so all of this stuff is still bubbling away in the background. And, you know, the diesel exhaust fluid situation, that hasn't rectified itself either. It's just, which means that it's still all in the process of going away. And I can't see anybody out there in the regular world who thinks that everything is okay, everything's going to go back to how it was. You go out there in the regular world, by the regular world I mean in town, not on my farm, okay? And people, they're waiting for the next shoe to drop, I think would be the best way of putting it. And they are, you know, just quietly doing their best to prepare in whatever way they can for things to not be as they once were, because everybody, I think, in their heart of hearts knows that things are never going back to the way that they once were. And there's a lot of hardship coming. I think that's, you know, in my humble opinion, that's how the world is. And an emergency goes out, like in here in Victoria, we've had floods, for instance. As soon as they have floods, the government puts troops on the streets. I'm not even kidding. That was the first. Why is that the first thing they think of? You know, and they say, "Oh, it's to help with the emergency rescuers people." You know, but you know, why would you do that? Here in Victoria, we have something called the SES, which is called the State Emergency Services. And they have bright orange uniforms, and they especially, they're volunteers. They do this on their own dime, and they go out and they do things like rescue people off cliff faces and stuff like that. And, you know, people who are stupid enough to drive their cars through floodwaters and then get trapped because they don't realize that the floodwaters has actually swept the road away and, you know, their car gets bogged. And then the floodwaters come in and they keep rising. And, you know, then they're standing on the roof of their car, if they can get out of their car, that is, if the electronics haven't messed up their electric windows and, you know, they can get out and they don't drown in their car. But this is it. Then the state, they'll call up the State Emergency Services and, or 000, which is our version of 911. And, you know, that's who will get called. Why do you need troops on the streets for a flood situation? There's only one reason why you would need troops on the streets during a flood situation, and that would be to put that little psychological message out there to the populace that maybe now is not a good time to take to the streets and try and take everything back, meaning your own society. Here's some news from me to the government. When you've got a flood situation, nobody's thinking about overthrowing the government. Around here they're not anyway. But it shows their paranoia. And paranoia is a symptom of mental weakness. That's just how it is. But you see, people in government know at some level that they're not the good guys. And people who know that they're not the good guys sooner or later fall into paranoia because they get really, really frightened that somebody is going to go and inflict some karma on them. And here is the regular USA Prepares disclaimer. We are not advocating anything. We're just discussing how the cow eats the cabbage. And the psychology of tyranny is that it inevitably falls into paranoia, which is a symptom of mental weakness. And, you know, it's not to say that everything's okay because they're going crazy. And, in fact, that's a very bad time because they do crazy things. Crazy people do crazy things and they hurt other people. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, I have three comments. And one comment is Lou Cassidy sent me an email, and he's all excited about Gordon West teaching a class on ham radio. And the reason I asked Gordon West if he would consider teaching a class, and he's a USA Prepares instructor, the reason I asked him is that, Gwyneth, you sent me an email, and you're very interested in long-distance ham radio communications, and you want to know about radios and how we can do it. So we have an expert in that field at USA Prepares. His name is Gordon West. And he has a school that teaches this, and he also has written several books. And Lou Cassidy sent me an email. He's really excited about this long-distance communications. He is a ham, and I'm a ham. And there are other ham radio operators who are instructors at USA Prepares as well. So Lou is excited because he already is involved with the ham radio operators who volunteer and are on the roster for being volunteers to help during these crises when the grid goes down, the cell towers go down, cell phones don't work, and there's, you know, the only form of communications would be privately owned two-way radios, transceivers, transmitters and receivers, that are owned and operated by ham radio enthusiasts. So that's part of what we're going to be teaching. Now, that's already in place in lots of places, and they're volunteers. Now, to add, to flesh this out a little bit more about what the police do, I have a comment, and that we'll talk about that when we come back right after this break.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
All right, second comment I have about what Gwyneth is talking about. By the way, have you noticed that we actually have first-hand stories about what we talk about? Meaning, we've actually done it? Well, that is the case with USA Prepares Instructors, all of us. Every one of us. So, I am a Red Cross volunteer. Now, I became a Red Cross volunteer for my own reasons. I actually wanted to know how that organization works. Okay, so I am a Red Cross volunteer. I have the lanyard that says Red Cross. I have the photo ID that says Red Cross. And in 2011, there was a horrific tornado in Joplin, Missouri, a couple hours drive from our farm. And the day after it happened, I called the Red Cross headquarters in Missouri, in our area, and I said, I'm going to Joplin as a Red Cross volunteer. And they said, no, you're not. And I said, well, from all the information I have, it's pretty serious. There's thousands of buildings that were damaged and indiscriminately damaged. Even the St. John's Regional Medical Center was damaged. Schools were damaged. Home Depot, Walmart, they all suffered physical damage. And then there were thousands of houses. This tornado looked like a lawnmower had gone through the town and just mowed everything down. That's what it looked like. And so I said I was going to go. They said, Red Cross said, no, you are not going. I went anyway. So what I saw was police cars lined up like it must have been hundreds of them. And they were in the process of receiving orders to prevent anybody from going in to volunteer to help. They wouldn't let me in. They were stationed at all the intersections of all the roads to all the developments, you know, all the housing areas. No one was getting in. Well, I went with another guy, and roughly the same age. And so, you know, we're these, you know, late 50-year-olds, blue jeans, and we snuck in the back way. And what we found were people that were shell-shocked. They were looking around, slowly spinning around. I'm not talking about to get dizzy. They were just surveying what happened. Everything was demolished. There was an automotive shop that had an automotive lift, and there was a car up on the lift. The car was still up on the lift, but the building was gone. The building had blown away, but the car was still on the lift. I saw a house that looked like a child's dollhouse, you know, with one side of it open so you can rearrange the furniture. The whole side of the house was peeled off. The curtains were still there. The beds were made. Everything was fine in the room except the side of the house was stripped off, literally. The end of the house, from top to bottom. The whole side, all of it, peeled off. So I saw trees down. I saw massive destruction. And I saw a sign, it was a 4x8 sheet of plywood that said, "Please help," spray painted on there. That was the back way. Now the front way, the police were there lined up to make sure nobody got in to help. So we helped people. We helped them every way we could. I saw this guy with a trailer. He came up from Arkansas. A food trailer, you know, food truck and trailer. Kind of like maybe he would go to some event and park the trailer and sell hot dogs and hamburgers and French fries. He was giving away free food to anybody who wanted it. Because people were starving. Hadn't eaten. No water. So he was giving away food and water. This is what people do when they want to help. There was a woman, an older woman, who just got out of a ditch. And she took cover in this actually a hole in the ground, a depression, because sheet metal and 2x4s and roofing and all kinds of dangerous things were flying through the air at, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80 miles an hour. So she took shelter at the lowest point so she wouldn't get killed by flying debris. And then a huge sheet of metal, landed on top of her. And then the rain came, and she couldn't get out, and the water was filling up the hole she was in. She was going to drown. And she was helped out of that hole just before we got there. This is what we saw. And the police were preventing people from going in to help. Can you imagine that? Exactly what Gwyneth was talking about. I was there. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.